This week on Vikings Game Plan, we go mining for preseason gold at San Francisco. Offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave updates us on Christian Ponder's progression, and running back Toby Gerhardt predicts who will score more rushing TDs week one versus Jacksonville. Him, Adrian, or Christian? Yes, it's finally here. Vikings football is back, and Vikings Game Plan starts now. Hey there, welcome to Vikings Game Plan, presented by Sports Authority. I'm Paul Allen. What a joyous day this is. The Vikings preseason begins this evening against the San Francisco 49ers, one of the best teams in the NFL, as you will find out shortly via news and notes. Now, next week, we play the Buffalo Bills at Mall of America Field. Single game seats are on sale right now for all Vikings home games at Vikings.com. Adrian Peterson is on the mend. He's almost back. For more on Vikings football, including an update on Adrian, here are the news and notes. The Vikings debut tonight at San Francisco against one of the best teams in the NFL. The 49ers lost to the Giants in the NFC title game last year, despite a huge game from tight end Vernon Davis. One of our tight ends, Kyle Rudolph, continues to shine this offseason and could be a guy to haul in 8 touchdowns or more this year. Fellow tight end John Carlson, a Litchfield, Minnesota native, will not make the trip due to a knee injury, but should be ready for the regular season opener September 9th at home against Jacksonville. Adrian Peterson told me on my radio show on KFAN he not only expects to get some preseason carries at some point, but also expects to score week one against Jacksonville. Adrian's recovery from the ACL injury suffered last season at Washington appears to be well ahead of schedule. Wide receiver Jerome Simpson will play tonight and has been a stud during training camp. His outside speed will open many things for our skill guys. Tonight's game is step one for quarterback Christian Ponder and his improvement. He is the team's defined starting quarterback and is markedly more composed than last year when he didn't start until week 6. General manager Rick Spielman talked about Christian's progression.
Very excited about where he's at so far. You can see him from day one to where he's at now. You can see him and how much he's improved through the blitz periods. I know we've coaches put a point of emphasis on first downs and getting us in situations where we're not in second or third and long. So just totally different as far as his demeanor, understanding what we're doing on the offense, understanding his role on his football team, that he has to take over and be the guy. And he's showing every indication of doing that as we go here through training camp down in Mankato.
How do you teach huddle presence? It may not necessarily begin this evening against San Francisco. It's more of a regular season thing. But the guy who gets in the huddle and you know he's the leader.
I think that comes with the more success he has. There's no question about his leadership. And I think the more comfortable he is, which he knows this is his team. And that has really shown as you're talking about the huddle presence.
How do you temper your enthusiasm with wide receiver Jerome Simpson? Every time we see him at a training camp practice, he has that nice top-end speed where he kind of lulls a safety to sleep, then pshoom, right down the middle of the field, catches a TD. First 3 games, we won't have him.
You saw him really start to develop last year. He's one of those guys that maybe his 3rd year, he started hitting stride in his 4th year. Everything we saw on tape last year, he's even taking it up another step. So he's a guy that brings us a big play threat down the field. He brings us speed to the outside. He can do a lot of things with the ball in his hand after he catches it. So he's going to bring a big weapon for our offense.
What about your first overall pick, 4th overall, Matt Khalil? How's he coming along?
Matt's been getting educated, working with Jared Allen every day, but there's no question about the feet and athletic ability. He's learning the nuances of the game. You can see him improving every day. Jared's great with working with Matt and trying to teach him as we go along. So that's been there's no question that we drafted the right guy with a 4th overall pick.
Harrison Smith, you traded up to get him. What do you think so far?
Harrison's had a very good camp, very getting comfortable with the defense, making all the checks and calls on the back end. And you're seeing him progress as well as all these other rookies and some of these second year players as we go forward.
You have an undrafted kid, a cornerback named Bobby Felder. He seems to be sticking out during training camp practices. When you have a guy like that, how far behind are they because they were undrafted?
not far behind because they come in all at the same time. So once we draft and we sign these guys as college free agents, they're all on equal footing. They're all coming out here and they're all trying to compete for a spot on the 53-man roster.
How much say do you have in Adrian Peterson potentially getting carries in the preseason?
That will be determined as we go farther along and get closer to Jacksonville on how much work he does need, when we bring him off the PUP. Do we want him to get him banged around a little bit, or do we hold back and wait till Jacksonville? So we've kind of talked about a general game plan for him, and we'll see how that unfolds as we go through the preseason.
How closely do you and Leslie Frazier work on the playing time inclusion of Antoine Winfield when the regular season begins?
You know, Leslie knows, and we've had this discussion all offseason, and we've talked about waving our defensive line a little more to keep them fresh on Antoine Winfield. I know Alan Williams has mentioned putting him on a pitch count. Those are key guys for us that we have to have out there on the field, but you also have to recognize their age, and can we maybe put them on a pitch count so they're out there for 16 games instead of maybe wearing down early?
Last one. As a general manager, what do you look for tonight in the first preseason game?
Just looking to go out there and see which guys step up. It's funny, as you can go through the OTAs and then all of a sudden you put the pads on for the first time out here, but it's the first time we get to see them in a game setting where see if their eyes get big or if the game's too big for them or not. Guys that have flashed, you want to really look, but it's real important for those guys on that bottom end of that roster and which guys are going to jockey for position to potentially be a practice squad guy or actually make our roster.
Much more to come on Vikings game plan, including the training camp view from offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave. But up next, we chat with running back Toby Gerhardt about his role while Adrian heals. We're game planning for 2012 after this.
Vikings game plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings game plan continues. I'm Paul Allen, Vikings and 49ers this evening. This is the Sports Authority player breakdown, and the player we are breaking down is Toby Gerhardt, running back from Stanford. Hello.
How you doing?
Preseason man, San Francisco. You played in Palo Alto. When you were playing collegiately at Stanford, did you become a 49ers or a Raiders fan?
I did not, no. I never really got into them out there. I'm not supposed to say this. You know, I was always a Packers fan as a kid. Oh, my brother was always a 49ers fan. And
anybody know where Jordan Todman is?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I never really followed them.
How do you grow up in Southern California as a Packers fan?
I liked Favre, as a kid. When I was a kid, that was who, my favorite player was, starting from about yay tall.
Yeah.
And so the Niners and the Packers had some epic playoff battles back in the day. My brother was a huge Niners fan, so it was always a little sibling rivalry for us.
So you remember the game where Terrell Owens caught the game-winning pass, Sharper blasted him at the goal line, couldn't jar the ball loose, and then Terrell Owens cried? That playoff game?
I think I recall exactly what
you're
talking
about. Did you
cry
because the Packers lost?
No, I didn't cry. I wasn't that passionate about football.
So being a Packers fan growing up, not like you're a Packers fan from Wisconsin or anything, but when you had a chance to play at Lambeau Field or against Green Bay for the first time, or even meet Brett Favre for the first time, what was that like?
I remember meeting Favre for the first time because that happened first for me, and I felt like a little kid. You know, I was giddy. Running around for the first pass from, I was like, all right, I can't drop it.
Yeah.
And it was definitely kind of special having that year playing with him.
Speaking of catching passes, you caught a couple of TD passes at home against New Orleans last year. The week before that, you caught your first TD pass at Detroit from Joe Webb. Is that a facet of your game that we should expect to see more coming into the 2012 season?
I think so. You know, I think a lot of people questioned when I first was coming out of college if I could catch the ball out of the backfield and stuff like that, and I think over the last 2 years, I've had quite a few catches, a couple touchdown catches last year, and I think I'm going to be more involved in the pass game this year.
What do you remember about that long run at Washington where you were huffing and puffing and chugging and trying to get into the end zone? How long was that run, 70-some-odd yards?
Right around 70, I think.
Yeah.
It was I just remember breaking the line of scrimmage, yeah. Broke a tackle, and went for the sideline. I was just running as hard as I could. And trying to pull away, I was trying to glance at the screen to see who was coming up on me. And fortunately, or unfortunately, I should say, you know, someone got me right there at the end, and actually, I think punched the ball out of bounds.
All right.
Yeah, I was winded, but it was a nice momentum run for the team and, you know, my longest of my career.
Tonight against the Niners, what do you look to get accomplished?
Tonight, I look just to get going and get hit and get the feel for the game again. You know, this offense throughout camp has been rolling, and to really get out there and hit somebody else. You know, I think we're tired of seeing – I know I'm tired of seeing Greenway and Brinkley showing up in the hole, so it'd be nice to see someone else and – you know, really put a nice drive together and get this offense started on the right foot.
Chad had 174 tackles last year, one of the leading three in the NFL. You mentioned Jasper Brinkley. Give us a brief scouting report on our new middle linebacker.
Yeah, Jasper is a hammer. That's what we call him. You know, he plays downhill and he's a load. You know, he's a force record. It's hard to pass Brock against him because. If you're not low and you're not ready, he'll blast you right into the quarterback. So he's going to be a good middle linebacker for us, and excited to see him play this year.
September 9th, Jacksonville. Final question. If we have three rushing touchdowns in that game, how many do you get? Let me rephrase it. Who gets more, you or Adrian Peterson?
Hopefully me. Hopefully Adrian's back and healthy and everything's looking good. But I wouldn't mind stealing a couple touchdowns from him.
Christian might try to get in there too, right?
Christian may. You know, he better he better dump it to me and not take it for himself.
When we return, offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave weighs in on the upcoming season and the progression of Christian Ponder.
Well, we want to be better in all respects. Pass protection, pass pattern design, pass throwing, pass catching.
We game plan with the offensive coordinator after this. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, and thanks to Menards, we are privileged enough to have a conversation with Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave with the Niners on the entertainment docket tonight to begin preseason. Bill Musgrave was a former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. First of all, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
What were some of your fondest memories playing with those very good 49er teams?
Well, I had a few of them, and most of the memories came during preseason. I know that when I could get in there and actually get on the field rather than watching the quarterbacks of that time dominate the league like they did. So a lot of great games in Candlestick, both with the Giants and the 49ers.
With a game like this evening, first preseason game, with your starters, the ones as you say, what are you looking to get accomplished?
Well, we want to get them in a rhythm. We don't want them to get exposed to injury too much, but we definitely want to get some game type blocking schemes executed and things that we can't do in practice, but we can do to an opponent. We want to work on those techniques.
Bill, as a coordinator with your starting quarterback, Christian Ponder, completion percentage last year at 54%. What do you do as his immediate coach to get that to like 60 to 64 during the regular season?
Well, we want to be better in all respects. Pass protection, pass pattern design, pass throwing, pass catching. So we think all those factors will help us complete a higher percentage, which will keep us out of tougher scenarios down the road.
Totally different for Christian Ponder this offseason. He wasn't the starting quarterback into the San Diego game last year. Lockout, no offseason camps, a true walk-up to the regular season this year, a different quarterback for you. What do you notice different about Christian?
Well, he's much more calm. I know that he can expect what's on the horizon much more than he could a year ago, and that says a lot. There's always going to be some surprises, but there'll be a lot smaller volume of those for Christian this year.
What are some of the keys for a starting quarterback to stay in the pocket, keep the eyes down the field despite somebody on charging?
It's easier for guys who can't run to do that. The guys that can run, like Christian, like a Steve Young, like a Michael Vick, they've done that their whole lives and they've been able to do that. So that's part of their fabric. And so as they grow and get more familiar with their respective systems, they stay in the pocket a little bit longer and then, you know, use their arm a little bit more than their legs as they mature.
We always read or hear through the media that your offense is predicated in large part to tight end play. What does that mean? To have an offense as a tight ends based offense, what does that mean?
Well, it means we're trying to create some mismatches with those unique athletes in today's game that are playing tight end. A number of them are converted basketball players like Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez. Other guys are authentic tight ends that just happen to be very, very good at football. And what they can do is not only get open versus man, but they have a good feel for zone. And also for a quarterback, especially a young quarterback, it doesn't require such a long pass out near the sideline. He can complete some passes inside of the field, which are, you know, better for young guys when they're in their learning phase.
Second-year guy Kyle Rudolph, second-year tight end from Notre Dame, had 3 touchdowns near the end of the year. What's different about him this year, and why do people like him so much through training camp?
He has really enhanced his blocking skills just through this spring and through the OTAs and mini camps. Blocking is a lot of technique. He's always had the want to. He was split out a bunch at Notre Dame and didn't have his hand in the dirt too much. So the more turns he gets, the better he has become.
Thanks to Best Buy, we have a question for the coach. The coach is Bill Musgrave, offensive coordinator for the Vikings. How does the game plan change when Toby Gerhardt is the running back versus Adrian Peterson? That's from Matt in Minneapolis.
Good question. Two distinct runners. Adrian is a home run hitter, can take it to the end zone at any place and time. Toby, while he can do that and had a really long run against the Redskins last year, he's more of a churner. He beats down the defense, and really Toby gets stronger as the game goes along. So we call different schemes for both guys to try to fit their talents.
Next from Mankato, the Verizon winning formula. What do we have to do this evening to achieve wins versus San Francisco? Game plan rolls on after this.
Vikings game plan is presented by Sports Authority. All things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, presented by Sports Authority. It's the Vikings and the Niners this evening. Fantastic. And to learn more about Vikings football, we have a fresh, new, and exciting TV show. It's called Beyond the Gridiron. For more, watch this.
Like, you're gonna be a gladiator. Gladiator, getting ready to go to war. Good work tonight. Good work all the way around. A lot of good things. We'll come back and we'll watch this tape on Monday when we get back. We're not back together again until Monday at 8:15 with special teams, and then we've got a team at 8:45. So make sure now, all the things we talked about from the very beginning, do the right things with your time off. I shouldn't have to say that, but I'm going to say it. Do the right thing. Remember, you represent all of us. Everywhere you go, everything that you do.
We really are pleased with the way the guys are working. They're working extremely hard. They've been doing that from day one. I think there are a lot of competition, a lot of positions, and to see how the guys are competing and working gives us hope that we're going to have a much improved football team, but so far, so good.
This is the Verizon winning formula featuring Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. During the regular season, when we close the show with the winning formula, Wabi and I are going to give you routes of attack the Vikings can win football games beginning September 9th at home against Jacksonville. And by the way, speaking of home games, single game seats are on sale right now to all of the home games, speaking of a winning formula, at Vikings.com. But during the preseason, Wabi, we are going to try to find ways the Vikings can achieve wins within the preseason games to help us become a more winning team. So let's begin with the offense. Tonight against San Francisco, give us a winning formula.
I think it's offensive line. We want to see good, sound play, quality play from the offensive line. This is a defensive front seven specifically that's very good. It was one of the best in the NFL last year. So let's see the offensive line, particularly the first and second team offensive lines, move the ball, be able to run the ball with Toby Gerhardt and Lex Hillard. If that happens, I think it bodes well for the Vikings in the regular season.
Matt Khalil, fourth overall pick, gets a start at left tackle. That's where it starts with the offensive line. Defensively, the Verizon winning formula, what do we need?
I'll just flip the script. I think it's stopping the run. There's been a lot of focus about the secondary improving from last season. That has to happen, 26th ranked pass defense. So we have to improve there. But if a team can run the ball on you, they can do all sorts of things against you, including pass the ball. So let's stop the run first and then worry about the secondary later in the preseason.
And the winning formula for special teams, I think, starts and stops with the rookie kicker, Blair Walsh.
No question about it. He's a rookie, and with young players, you want them to be confident. There's going to be no better way for Blair Walsh to start the season well, the regular season well, than by performing well in the preseason. Let's see some touchbacks. Let's see a 45-yard field goal tonight against the San Francisco 49ers.
What about the Verizon winning formula for the coaching staff? Leslie Frazier, his first true full year with a great offseason. Bill Musgrave, offensive coordinator, and new defensive coordinator, Alan Williams. Is there a winning formula there?
I think so. Offensively, it's not a very new staff. These guys are coming together for their second season together, so I think you're going to see more cohesion for the offense. That's a good thing. A new defensive coordinator, as you mentioned, Alan Williams, I don't think you'll see a ton of different schemes, no different theory on defense, but it is a new coordinator, a new way to do things, even in practice. So add on top of that a young defense. You have Jared Allen and Chad Greenway and Kevin Williams and Antoine Winfield, but after those four guys, it's a very young defense. So tonight is the beginning of those young defensive players buying into the coaching staff, specifically on defense. If you can make some plays on defense, if those young players can make some plays on defense, I think it bodes well for them for the rest of the season.
And the most significant winning formula from the preseason, keep all of the significant players healthy. That's a big key. Tonight against San Francisco, next week against Buffalo, then San Diego, and Houston at the end. Injuries in the preseason can ruin everything. Hopefully everybody stays healthy beginning tonight. For Wobby and all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan, presented by Sports Authority. I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.